Another wild ride on Wall Street today, though not necessarily an unexpected one. Stocks started the day up a little, then dropped precipitously. At one point, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down more than 300 points. It climbed back up again, only to fall, ending the day down 235 points, almost 3%, at 7,784. It was the first close below 8,000 since 1998. The Nasdaq lost 2.7%, and the S&P 500 was down 3.3%. President Bush was in Argonne, Illinois, to talk about Homeland Security, but he was peppered with questions about the economy. His outlook was generally positive, at least for the long run.
I believe the values are improving, and I know the economics, the platform for growth is in good shape. Inflation's low, monetary policy sound, fiscal policy is sound, productivity is up. Orders for durable goods are up. We've got the platform for growth. And when the values get there, you'll see the market go back up.
Joining us now to talk about the day on Wall Street is Mark Zandi, chief economist for Economy.com. He's in his office in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Mr. Zandi, I guess the markets aren't yet sure that the values are really there yet.
No, not quite yet. Obviously, there's a lot of fear in the market. Selling as beget selling. People just aren't confident yet that the economy has turned the corner and that we've gotten by this raft of corporate corruption.
Did anything specific happen in the market today that set the market sharply lower again?
Well, it began badly. WorldCom filed for bankruptcy Sunday evening, and that set a poor tone for the market as we opened the day. And then there were some rumors about Citicorp and its ties with Enron. There were some bad corporate earnings from Bell South. So there were a few things that just set a very bad tone for the market during the day.
Aren't we getting to levels where stocks are a good value now and that you'd think you might see some buying?
Yeah, I think so. The market is increasingly as undervalued today as it was overvalued a couple of years ago. Just as 2 years ago when selling was buying was begetting buying, I think selling is begetting buying. It's just fear has taken over. But, you know, these things take a while to work themselves out, and it may be quite some time before the market begins to move higher again.
The SEC has asked the CEOs of nearly 1,000 of the biggest U.S. companies to recertify earnings going back in time, back about 12 months, I believe. Many people expect that's supposed to happen on August 15th. Many people expect there may be more accounting readjustments then. Can the market go up until that day is passed?
No, I don't think so. That's a very good point. CEOs of about 1,000 companies are going to have to go back and vouch for the veracity of their financial statements over the past year. And you're right, until that happens, I think investors are going to remain very skittish. And even beyond that date, I think it's going to take some time before investors feel confident that the numbers that they've been looking at and are looking at are accurate.
How big are the surprises out there, do you think? Are there going to be a lot more accounting readjustments?
Well, yeah, I think it's very possible. I don't know that there'll be anything on the scale of WorldCom, but I think there will be a host of other revelations and restructurings, and we'll find some businesses that just didn't report their earnings properly over the past year.
Obviously, most analysts point to corporate malfeasance of recent months as the reason for the slide in the stock market. What about the argument that a few people are making that the slide continues because Washington is set to overreact and overregulate American companies? Is there anything to that, do you think?
No, I don't think that. I think part of the problem is that policymakers were slow to react, that they've been behind the curve. I think they're finally catching up, but I think that the investors were fearful that nothing would get done, and that's part of the reason why the market slid away. And, you know, fundamentally, I think there was a feeling in Washington that this was just a few bad CEOs gone amok, and it took investors to convince policymakers that no, that this was a broad-based endemic problem and that we needed broad-based policy solutions. And I think we're finally getting them, but I don't buy the argument that policymakers are moving too quickly or going to do too much here.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Mark Zandi is chief economist for Economy.com.